to
The Crash Report! The Crash Report! The Crash Report!
My name is Eric.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Micah.
Sean, I know the name for this episode.
Yeah?
The Broncos are struggling like Joe Namath after a few drinks.
Yeah, or Elway stumbling out of Elway's.
Oh.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Welcome to the Crush Report.
Yeah, man.
Where disappointment reigns.
Oh, man. So, this is celebration time. First episode of Season 5 for the Crush Report. Now that that's over, get ready to get kicked in the nuts by the Raiders. Repeatedly.
This was, I guess, unexpected. No, I guess it wasn't unexpected, but...
Yeah.
I guess it was just so bad.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It was a tough game to watch. Before we get into that, we're going to clear up some other stuff.
Oh, God.
So, from the time that we recorded last to this date, some crazy stuff happened across the NFL, mainly involving one Antonio Brown, the clown. We talked about, I think we tweeted about it when it first happened, that Antonio Brown was leaving the Raiders, and shortly after that became a Patriot. And then as of today, is under some new issues.
Like an hour ago.
Right, yeah. We're recording this on Tuesday, following up the Broncos-Raiders game. So from the start, me and Eric are both huge Hard Knocks fans, right? I mean, we both watched it. Love that series. They featured the Raiders this year, of course. Antonio Brown was featured in it. Didn't actually practice in it, which is probably the reason he's not a Raider anymore. Went from having this weird foot thing that he had, like, frostbite on his feet, to then he had issues with not being able to wear the helmet that he wore from the beginning of his career because the NFL's tired of getting sued constantly for concussions. So there was just nonstop issues. It's rumors started to swirl that he was going to be leaving the Raiders. Then it officially came out, and then super professionally, Antonio Brown recorded the conversation of him leaving the Raiders, and then posted it everywhere, which is always a great thing to do when you leave a job. That didn't go over well. A lot of people were really upset about it. A lot of issues popped up around that. Then he came out with another video of him getting the official news and then him like running around screaming. And then shortly after that, he was hired by the Patriots because the Patriots don't care about what you do as long as you can play football.
Yeah.
And then shortly after that, some allegations popped up of basically, like, I think there was like one allegation of a woman in college that is claiming that he raped her, basically. And then another one with a trainer, I believe, along with a couple others. Literally today, this, like, I don't know, several women filed suit against Antonio Brown. Pretty crazy.
My favorite was the picture of him and Tom Brady hanging out together.
Right. It's like when Tom Brady was it was like the first photograph that came out after who's their owner?
Oh, Robert Kraft.
Robert Kraft had just got like busted going to like a happy endings.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Yeah.
He, like the first picture after all that was him and Tom Brady hugging it out. So apparently, like, well, he's just a good comforter, maybe? I don't know. For hard times?
Tom Brady awkwardly kisses his like 12-year-old son.
Oh, dude, that video is disturbing.
And so the caption of the picture of him and AB was like, "Do you think they've kissed yet?"
He just walks up to AB and he's like, "Hey, come on, give me a kiss." "No, no, on the lips." "There you go, buddy. It's gonna be all right."
Alright, Sean, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Broncos.
It was all over everywhere, so I just thought we'd bring it up really quick. Yeah. I put Antonio Brown on our show notes, thinking that we were just gonna talk about him leaving the Raiders, which at the time was a good thing because we were playing the Raiders. And then today, as I went to look it up, all that stuff popped up, so I thought I'd just mention it. But we don't care about Antonio Brown. Going into Broncos news, something else that happened that after the last time we recorded, I believe, is that the Broncos stadium finally got a new name.
Sean, how do you feel about this?
I don't care.
Feels very awkward to me.
Yeah, Empower Field.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you haven't heard yet, it's now called Empower Field.
Is that a company?
It is. It's a retirement company.
Like a... like stocks and bonds kind of retirement stuff?
Kind of, yeah. Like they handle retirement accounts for businesses or personal people. Funny thing is I read an article on Westword about them and this whole acquisition. And it starts off by basically saying, "A company with a 1.5-star Yelp rating has secured naming rights to the Broncos stadium for the next 2 decades. So they signed a contract with them for 21 years.
And they have 1 star?
They have 1.5 stars on Yelp.
I'm assuming that's not a good number?
No, it's a terrible number. In the article, they also had like a bunch of, some of the reviews that were on Yelp about them. They're all basically like, "This is the worst company ever." I never heard of them before this. Apparently, they're a company that's out in Greenwood Village.
I thought it was like a feeling. Like it was supposed to make me feel empowered or something.
Empowerment, yeah. No. I guess it is kind of. It's probably the original intent. Like empowering your retirement, I'm sure. But yeah, so, yeah, I don't really care. I honestly thought it was going to end up being like some marijuana company. I can't believe it wasn't. To miss the opportunity of a marijuana company owning Mile High Stadium, it just seems like hitting the nail on the head. But I get it. NFL probably had a hard time getting that by the NFL as an organization, opposed than just the Broncos.
For the NFL, that must have been a hard blunt to hit.
Oh, but yeah, man. Well, all right, let's get into it. I've been trying to avoid this the entire time. I didn't want to talk about it. It hurts my heart still to this day. Eric, what happened?
Well, let's start off with our predictions.
Okay.
You got close on one and I got close on another end.
Yeah, oddly enough, so I had 24-23, Eric had 14-13. We basically, Eric had the Broncos score right, and I had the Raiders score right. So, and we were both wrong that the Broncos won. So, go figure that out.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, well, let's do a drive-by-drive kind of scenario thing.
It's a good place to start. This is like the first one we've done this year.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Getting back in the groove. Good thing everything is running nice and smoothly, Sean. Okay, so Raiders get the ball first. 10 plays, touchdown. Broncos get the ball. I mean, at this point, I'm like, okay, not a problem. Home field advantage. They're pumped up. They're... puny 52,000 seat stadium, you know, makes sense.
And a throwback to the beginning of this show, everybody came out to the chanting of "fuck AB."
So yes, that was good. Yes. It's so funny that like the Raiders, like they get the revenge, the ultimate revenge in this, you know.
Right.
So then the Broncos get the ball, three and out. We get 6 yards. Raiders get the ball. They punt. Broncos get the ball. Punt. Raiders get the ball. 13 plays. An enormous 8.5 minutes. Marching down the field. Hunter Renfro's really good. A lot of their receiving core is really good. Broncos, 11 plays, missed field goal. And the thing that annoys me with this one the most, as it should everyone else, I'm sure it does, getting to the goal line. We're at the Oakland 36. Flacco pass short left of Freeman for 6 yards. Penalty by Fant for offensive holding, 10 yards back. So we went from a 3-10 to a 3-20. Third and 20. Flacco, incomplete pass to Sanders. Thus, we have to kick the field goal. McManus misses it by, like, a yard. Had it not been for the Fant hold, it would have been a 54-yard field goal instead of a 64-yard field goal.
Yeah.
So, that's the first half. Just 1, 2, 3, 6 drives. Sean, going into halftime, how do you feel?
Oh, man. Looking back on it, it was that first quarter. The Raiders came out strong, man. I felt like we saw old Derek Carr just really reignite what he got famous for in the first place.
Right.
He looked incredible, dude. Honestly, that first drive, that last touchdown pass that he had, went through like 3 or 4 different people's hands. And still somehow just threaded in where it needed to be. I was excited to finally see Flacco play a couple series. Didn't turn out the way I thought it was going to. And honestly, man, like, their line, their offensive line kept Carr safe, but did their job for the most part. As far as, like, honestly, it seemed like the Raiders should have been up a lot more than 7-0 in that first quarter. Going into that second quarter, man, it seemed like Flacco was targeting Sutton almost exclusively. They were shutting Lindsey down left and right. To top it all off, that McManus missed field goal, and we saw that mustache let out some expletives as soon as he did it. But so going into that second quarter, I kind of have this weird... So probably the last 2 seasons, I would say, the Broncos have definitely been much more of a second-half team. And they've come back a ton, even in their shittiest days. So I was hoping maybe that was, like, somehow still a thing. Maybe, like, we were going to come back. So I had a glimmer of hope.
Right.
And then I kind of was, like, I was on the border of, like, well, maybe the Raiders are better than I thought, and that the Broncos aren't necessarily terrible.
Now you're getting to some stuff that I was thinking.
Yeah, and so maybe it's not as bad as I was thinking. Maybe I need to calm down, take a deep breath. So that's about where I was. Where were you?
Halftime, I'd say. Yeah. Lightly depressed. I was talking. The first game of the season is the Browns versus Bears and Packers, and it's a Thursday night game, so it's like a Monday night game technically.
Right.
So NBC does the call, and Collinsworth, he makes the point that the Saints haven't really, the Bears weren't any good because they really didn't play any of their starters in the preseason. And when I heard that, it made me think of the Broncos, and I was like...
Well, no one plays their starters.
Shit.
Preseason.
Well, and, you know, I was talking to some people today, and they were like, well, you know, Brady didn't play. Well, and it's like, okay, it's Brady. Sorry, it's, you know, I'm not talking about the 2019 Patriots. I'm talking about the 2019 Broncos.
That's a good point, too, because I actually said that to my wife right after the game, and I said something to the effect of, like, historically, the Patriots... They're losing games always at the beginning of their season. And so it usually takes them, you know, the first couple of weeks, and then they kick the high gear and then
right.
Every other game.
I've had Russell Wilson as a quarterback in fantasy for like 3 different years out of the last like 10. And yeah. I hate having him as my quarterback.
Okay, because I have him.
At the beginning of the season because he doesn't win. Like, they don't do anything. It's always
right.
the second. They always
the same thing with
eke their way in, yeah.
Yeah. Tom Brady, and maybe that's a Flacco thing. We just didn't know it or didn't realize it.
I don't know. Regardless,
yeah.
Coming into the second half, I thought, okay, Fangio's a defensive guy. He's going to pull Yiadom, and I mean, we haven't discussed Isaac Yiadom, but I thought for sure they'd pull him, put in Devontae Bosby or Bisbee, whatever his name is.
Right. Anybody but Yiadom.
Anybody but Yiadom, yeah. And
he couldn't do it. He was
two, three
steps behind every single time.
To be fair for him, why didn't they figure something out sooner?
Right.
Like, third time, like, the lights should be flashing.
For sure.
You know?
And that's our first, critique of our coaching staff.
Right. But so, and we'll get to that, but that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, okay, Fangio's going to come out. He's a defensive-minded guy. The lights, you know, we'll flip the switch on. We'll get it going, you know?
Right.
Come out of the second quarter, 12 plays, really good drive, disappointing result that we only get the field goal because we're at the Oakland 6. That's when Flacco takes the fumble. And I want to point this out. The penalty was on Bowles for offensive holding.
Mm-hmm.
Oakland declines it, which means technically there's no penalty on Bowles.
Right.
And so Bowles was an issue last year. Doesn't seem like it is as much this year.
Yeah.
McManus makes a 26-yard field goal, puts us at 3 points. Raiders get the ball, punt after 3 plays. Broncos field goal after 10 plays. Raiders punt after 6 plays. Broncos punt after 3 plays. Raiders touchdown after 5 plays. Broncos field goal after 6 plays. Raiders field goal after 6 plays. Broncos touchdown, and then it's the end of the game. So, Sean, after the game, and for the sake of like the non fan, thus far, I've seen like comments like trading Von Miller to the Cowboys, Fangio quitting after game 6. You name it, the sky is falling.
Yeah.
I told you so's have come pouring in.
For sure.
So, make sense of it for me.
Well, man, I reckon it back to our old analogy of a battered wife. we've had a lot of hard years, and we were hoping we finally got out of a bad relationship. We were putting it behind us, and new Mr. Right comes into our life. We were hoping, right?
Yeah.
We're still hoping. We're seeing some things that are making us question. Like, he raised his voice at us a few times. But yeah, man, I think Broncos Nation as a whole is a little shell-shocked from the last couple of years. And rightfully so, fed up with where the Broncos have been going for the last 2 years. And so I think a lot of people had a lot of hopes and dreams built onto this game. I would say... Overall, though, I would say let's all take a deep breath. This is the first game of the season. I think we're gonna find our stride. I think the Raiders were better than I thought they were gonna be, and then I think a lot of people thought they were gonna be. I think Derek Carr is performing great right now. I think their team is doing really well. So I think it's not as bad. Definitely not as bad as everybody makes it seem, as like the general consensus across the screaming masses. I am more nervous though than I was obviously at the beginning of our predictions or our season. Yeah, the things that I saw that were kind of alarming to me, like you said, that Yiadom thing. It felt like Fangio across the board was kind of late. On calling, he kind of had like a pulling the trigger on some things that should have been taken care of really quick. Some lackadaisical I don't know. I just didn't see a lot of like oomph. Like, I don't know.
So let's go big, Sean. Was it players or was it coaches?
I think it was a mix. I think it's a new team with a lot of young guys on it. It's a guy who this is his first head coaching position. So I think it's a lot of firsts out there. Coupled with, I think Joe Flacco is going to fall into it. He proved for sure in this game that he could air the ball out better than we've seen in the past from other quarterbacks that we've had, as far as like Simeon or any of those guys. He's definitely a much higher caliber quarterback than those guys were. I did see our offensive line break down more than I wanted to see, for sure. I was having flashbacks to last year from that as well. Our defense, as far as like as much hype as we had behind them and having a very defensive minded coach, head coach, we sucked at shutting down the run game, and we weren't much better in the passing game. That worried me a lot.
Yeah, man. So I'm pulling some stats real quick,
right.
But in terms of Flacco compared to Derek Carr,
mm-hmm.
Flacco had a 105 passer rating, QBR.
Right.
QBR was 38, which is low, but his rating was 105. Carr's was 121 for the rating, but his QBR was 94.
Sure, yeah.
And here, I'll put this in perspective. Brady's QBR was 90. And his rating was 124.
Right.
So Roethlisberger's in the Steelers-Pats game, his QBR was 18, and his rating was 65.
Sure.
So we're not at that level.
Right. But, I mean, if you look at the stats, you go past like the rating system, which I think is flawed anyways. Flacco definitely didn't have as many completions. He had 21 completions out of 31 attempts, opposed to Derek Carr's 22 completions out of 26 attempts. So obviously, completion rating is much higher. But that doesn't necessarily, I mean, I think Sutton had something to do with that. And I don't know why he wasn't targeting Sanders until the end of the game.
Yeah.
Which I don't know. Maybe they had a connection.
I'm telling you, man, it's because they didn't play this preseason.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care that Brady doesn't play. This team needed to play.
But for one less completion, Flacco threw 268 yards, and Carr threw for 259 yards.
Ah, okay.
So he outthrew him.
Sean.
He's got a deep ball. We can't deny that. They both had one touchdown. They both had zero interceptions.
I need to crush some numbers.
All right.
Crushing the numbers. Crushing the numbers.
All right, so this week's Crushing the Numbers is the number that I harped on all goddamn season last year.
Okay.
And that is the pass run ratio. Okay. Sean, without looking at stats, don't look at stats.
Okay.
Do you think the Raiders passed more or rushed more?
They probably rushed more. I felt like they rushed more.
You are correct.
Yeah.
28 attempts at rushing, 26 attempts at passing.
Because I was like pretty furious that our offensive line couldn't stop rushing.
Right, right. Definitely in the second half, too.
Yeah.
Okay, Broncos, rushing or passing?
Probably passing.
Passing.
But that's only because they shut us down. Lindsey ran a lot. He just got shut down instantly almost every time.
If we had played the preseason, maybe that wouldn't have been the case.
Oh, come on. You can't blame everything on the preseason.
At this point in time, I can because there's nothing else refuting that.
That's true.
But so we threw the ball 31 times and ran the ball 26 times. So that's a ratio of 57% to 43%. So literally, it needs to be the opposite number. I feel like with the Bears, what we need to do is just run the ball 60% of the time. Who the fuck cares about the score? Just run the ball 60%
of the
time.
Bears have a better defense. than the Raiders do.
They should, yeah. And so I would love to see the Broncos do that. That if who cares about anything else? Who cares about Von Miller and Bradley Chubb not having a sack and leaving a quarterback basically untouched the whole goddamn night? Us not having an interception, allowing 10 yards per pass on average, an average of 3.7 average yards. Who cares about it all? Let Lindsey and Freeman run the ball constantly. That's where I'm at. Like,
okay.
Incrementally, changes like that will change our team. And I thought that we had that understood with Scangarello at the helm, but apparently we don't.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to live and die by that number this season. I won't have it be every crushing the number. I mean, if you want to talk about missed opportunities on third downs, like the Broncos, you know, if we were giving out crowns, the Broncos would be king.
Right.
You know.
But I feel like that was a result of our run game getting shut down.
No, no, I'm not talking about our third down conversion. I'm talking about the Raiders' third down conversion.
Right, and in opposition of that.
Oh,
their
yes.
Their run game was, like, phenomenal because we couldn't stop anybody.
Right, right.
So, like, I think, yeah, man, it's tough because you can't just keep running. I mean, if we ran, we would have ended up, what do we have, like 100 yards total for rushing? And that was including a yard from Flacco.
Yeah, 95 yards.
Which is crazy, dude. Like, you can't score off of that. We're not getting anywhere with that. We got to. You have to air it out. You got to at least get in the red zone. And then just like the Raiders did.
Hey, what we Josh did Jacobs, not work.
Josh Jacobs got two touchdowns right. Because they were able to push the ball down the field by throwing it.
No, by running it.
Not by just running by it. Running it, by throwing it.
Well, that's fine, but I want 60% rushing.
It wouldn't have made sense to that night.
Doesn't matter. Does not matter.
Okay.
Let me put it this way. So they had, let me do the math real quick. 37 plus 29. I can't do that math. Got to rely on the old calculator.
Eric's a history teacher, not a math teacher.
So they threw it 37% of the time.
Right. What was where is?
Golly, that's crazy. And when he threw it, clearly he was on point.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. For sure. He was making completions left and right. I was trying to find. What was like the? I can't find the like. Time of possession for both teams.
Oh, 27 minutes to 32 minutes.
Okay. It's frustrating, man, and it's hard to say because there were a lot of factors that go into why this happened. Yeah, man. I don't want to be that guy and say, like, oh, it's just because the Raiders are better than I thought. But, yeah, the Raiders are better than I thought.
Yeah, so let's get back to those two. There's two questions we need to ask. One was who lost the game and who won the game. Or yeah. Or pick one of those phrases. And the other one is it coaching or is it players? So answer me the question. Was it that the Raiders won the game or the Broncos lost the game?
I think the Raiders won the game.
Oof.
I don't think the Broncos lost it.
Ugh.
To the extent that, I don't know, man.
I think the Broncos lost it.
Yeah?
And that makes me feel better.
Well, they play the Chiefs next week, so we'll find out how good they are.
The Raiders?
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to get just pummeled.
What are you going to do if they beat the Chiefs?
Oh, my gosh. Rethink life. Go stay at like a Buddhist camp for like 9 years.
I just feel like there was like so many things that they could have that didn't make sense to me as far as like I didn't understand why he only targeted Sutton for the first half. And it seemed like it was like somebody was like, hey, why don't you throw it to Sanders? And he's like, oh, I'll try that. Oh, a touchdown. Oh, my God.
Well, that's what I'm saying, man, is they haven't had time to gel. And I will say this. Before the season began, I said, I think it's going to be like the first half of the season that's going to be terrible for us.
I hope. Yeah, I was watching. Oh, my God. Why can't I think of his name now?
TV.
I was watching a thing called TV. And no, I was watching it on my phone, actually.
Fancy.
It's the modern days. But yeah, I was watching our coach.
Oh, Fangio.
Fangio. Good God. I don't know what's wrong with my brain today. I was watching Fangio do his press conference after the game. And very nonchalantly, he just says, like, yeah, I was never convinced our run game for our defense was very good.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, well, why didn't you fix it? What do you mean you were never convinced? That's your job. Fix it.
Well, and especially with Von Miller and Bradley Chubb.
Yeah. And then our passing game wasn't really convinced of that either. And he was like, so, like, I don't know, man. I didn't get it. And I was like, well, if you weren't convinced about it, like, do something about it. So I don't know. Hopefully things change. Hopefully, next week is in Denver, which is yes. A plus.
Well, Sean, hold on. So answer the question for me. Is it the players or is it the coach?
Or is I don't it know both? At this time. I can't say at this time. It's too early.
It's not a satisfying answer for me.
What do you think it is? I feel like you're going to say coaching.
Yeah, but I'm not saying that it's bad play calling. I just don't think they've had time to gel.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to take like 6 weeks. And I'm worried
it's going to take that long.
I'm worried that the wheels will have already been off 3 games before that. So we said that they were going to win this game. Both of us said that we were going to win this game.
Right.
Looking out at how AB kind of panned out, rolled out, however, unraveled, whatever it is. I felt even more confident the Broncos were going to win this game. But then as it got closer and closer, especially during that Saints game, I was like, oh, shit, like, home field advantage really does factor in.
Yeah.
And I think that was a huge – that was part of it, was that, like, for the Raiders, AB had just left. Home field advantage, you know, rivalry, last season in Oakland. That's why I say the Broncos lost this game. I think you have a Broncos defense that is coherent and knows how to play with each other, including Yadam. And I think you got a different outcome.
Yeah, I agree. But I think with the experience that from the veterans that are on the team, I think Flacco definitely has more than the ability to adjust before 6 weeks and to hopefully get the entire offense needs to get checked, which he should be able to help with. Our defense, we've got an insane amount of years between Fangio and all the other veterans that are on our defense that they could figure this out. They need to figure it out quickly. I don't know, man. I keep coming back to it. I think the Raiders played really well for the Raiders and are better than we had give them credit.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with saying that.
Yeah.
It just sucks now because we're in last place.
Right. Yeah, so super fun fact. We're the only AFC West team that lost the first week.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone else won. And the Chiefs in stunning fashion, by the way.
Yeah. Not as stunning as the Ravens.
Oh, right. Or that Texas game, dude. Blew my mind.
That Saints game, man.
Yeah.
There's some good games.
Some super good games. Yeah.
How about?
I think that was frustrating too, to watch like a lot of really good football leading up to this game, and then just to kind of feel disappointed.
Yeah.
In watching our team.
Hey, but you know what? At least we don't have Case Keenum on our team.
Amen. Another fun fact: Flacco is currently 0-3 in his career head to head against Derek Carr.
Oh, okay. That makes me feel better.
So if we play him. What do we play him? 2 more times this season?
One more.
One more time?
Yeah.
So hopefully that stat changes. And he's 4-0 versus Raiders in games Carr did not start. So he's beat the Raiders when Carr's not been around. I don't know, dude. I feel like it's too early, but it shouldn't be. So I agree with you on the aspect of, like, I'm worried now that it is a gelling issue. But that's every team in the NFL, man.
But like, I don't think it's necessarily like they're not going to gel. I think it just takes time to gel.
Right.
Like,
and we both said, like, how many Super Bowl winning teams have shitty starts to the year.
Right.
And then end up winning Super Bowls.
I'm not even thinking about Super Bowl at this point. But
Right. But I'm just saying, like, everybody gets a slow start. And I think a true...
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I think, like we said with the preseason, teams that come out and, like, put everything they have in the preseason are usually the worst teams. Teams that don't play anybody are usually the best teams because they get that it's not a sprint, it's a race, right?
Right.
So you're trying to get to the end with the most healthy players. Because ultimately, football's a tough sport, man. And so you get to the end, half your players are injured. You're not gonna go anywhere. It doesn't matter. But on the converse side of it, I do agree with you that you got to give them time to gel, to mesh, especially with a team that is so fresh like ours right now. From the top down, from coaching staff to players. I don't know, man.
Yeah. I think it's just going to take time, man.
We don't got time.
I know. Tell me about it. So Sean, you and I both said that was the Bears game a loss? I don't remember now.
Oh, man, I don't either. I think we both had it as loss.
I think I had it as a win. I think you had it as a win.
I think that might have been the game I changed.
Okay.
Honestly,
regardless, I think this could actually be a win. Let's talk about next week.
Yeah.
I
think I actually put it in the notes. I don't know why I didn't look.
So here's the only thing that I'm worried about is we go from the extremes. We go to the extremes this season. Like how I think it was not last year, but the year before that, it was like.
Wait. We're scuffing tradition here.
Sorry. We gotta do
two things real quick.
Okay. Game ball, take a lap.
Game ball, take a lap.
All right. Game ball for you.
Game ball, I'm going to give it to, man, who deserves a game ball?
Derek Carr.
Yeah. I'll give it to Flacco, because I feel like I got to see him air it out, and I'm excited that we have a quarterback who could actually pass a football.
So, Sean, have we made an upgrade?
Oh, 100%.
Okay, cool.
Unquestionably.
Sure. Okay. Take a lap.
Man. I want to give it to Yadam, but I'm going to give it to the coaching staff for not correcting that sooner.
Yeah.
You, game ball?
Game ball, probably to Sanders. Sanders or Lindsay.
Yeah.
Had things been clicking around them, I don't think that... I think their performance would have been slightly above average. But okay. No one else did anything. So I will also say, too, Garrett Bowles had that one non-hold, and he had some chippiness in him. And that's another thing, too, Sean. I will say, like, I was kind of hoping the, like, infighting or the fighting would have helped a little bit. That sounds, like, crazy and mean. But after that dude got hurt, after that Raider got hurt, because both Broncos and Raiders were, like, huddling around him.
Uh-huh.
I was like, shit, that's going to ruin the, like, spiciness of the of the game.
Yeah.
And it was like, I felt like it was like they all got together and were like, hey, man, we can't fight like this. Like, we got to get along. Right. I was like, dang it. So I felt like that kind of killed some of the mojo between the two teams, at least for the Broncos, I guess. But regardless, so Take a Lap is Fangio. Game Ball is Lindsay and or Sanders.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough. All right, now you can move on to the Bears. September 15th, first home game.
They lost against Packers, right?
Yes. I did have it predicted preseason as a win. You had it predicted as a loss.
Okay. Oof, man. This is one of those I hate the put up or shut up kind of situations.
Yeah.
There's not really a line. Bears by 2.5 right now.
Yeah, they're definitely the favorites right now.
Yeah.
They currently have the second best defense in the NFL, by the way.
What in what regard? Where are you reading this?
NFL.com.
What's the indicator that they have
total yards per game allowed?
Okay.
We have the 16th. Oof.
Gosh.
But they have a worse rushing game than us, which is
good. By far, yeah.
And their offense is worse than ours.
I'm gonna say loss, in hopes that I'm wrong.
I'm gonna stick to a win.
Okay.
I'm gonna say Broncos are gonna come back strong. I'm gonna say I don't think it's gonna take them as long as you think to mesh. I think things are gonna start clicking.
You know who we play the week after, right?
I don't.
Who's our daddy right now?
The Packers.
No. Oh, is it the Packers?
Yeah.
I thought we played Packers. It wasn't the Chiefs?
No. Week.
Is it the next week?
No. Week 4 is Jaguars.
The fuck do I know? Okay.
We don't play the Chiefs this year. Just kidding.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. So in Green Bay. So potentially 0-3 start.
Right. Am I wrong? Did I
no,
read that wrong?
No, you're
Green
you're
Bay,
right.
Jacksonville.
Chargers.
Tennessee.
Titans.
Kansas City, 7.
Yeah.
Week 7.
I'm going to say loss.
I'm going to say win. I got faith. I think they're going to come back strong. Just looking at those quick stats, that their defense is strong for sure. I think, unlike other years, having to rely on the run game, we actually can throw the ball. I'm hoping that Flacco and Sanders squashed whatever beef, whatever reason he was throwing to him at the beginning of the game, and he airs it out a little bit more. I have faith in Sutton. I think Sutton is super fast. He's got good hands. I just think Sanders is more clinch. He's definitely, I don't know. He's just a better receiver. I'm excited for Sunday night game for Denver. It's not at 8 o'clock at night, so I'm just past my bedtime. Let's see what did they have?
So when they played against the Packers, both teams had a crap load of penalties with a crap load of yards. Yeah. Trubisky threw an interception. 5 sacks each.
God, that was such a boring game.
It was, because it was so low scoring.
Which gives me hope.
I don't know if I buy their defense, though.
Shut the Packers down.
No, they won. The Packers won.
Well, I meant they shut them down.
Yes.
They kept them under.
You're correct,
under,
yes.
2 touchdowns.
Yeah, well, and total yards are so low.
Oh, yeah.
It's all dependent on our defense. I'm going to say 7-10 Bears.
I'm going to say, yeah, put me in a box. Sean doesn't like to be in a box.
Take your time.
I'm going to go 17-16 Broncos. Yeah. That's where I'm going.
All right.
I think they're going to pull it off, man.
17-16, you said?
Yeah. I think it's going to be low scoring. Not as low scoring as you said.
I really hope I'm wrong, by the way.
Yeah? Me too, yeah. Man. Me too. It's crazy.
Very.
Anything else to add for this week?
No. I mean, I don't know what else to say. Like, it's hard to not say that the sky is falling.
Right.
And I think it's hard to believe that the sky isn't falling.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's easier to tear down than it is to build back up. So I'll just say that. I'm just thinking about D-Mac and his nonsense today on the radio, but.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And I think, across the board. Yeah, man. I mean, masses are always going to freak out and scream nonsense. But yeah, I don't think it's as bad.
Yeah.
As everybody's screaming. I think I saw a lot of improvements from last season to this season. I think it was just, it's an early game. I think we make some adjustments and we see what happens.
I hope so, man.
Yeah. I hope that's the kind of team we have, is that we can learn from our mistakes and we don't come back and do the same thing over and over like we've seen in the last 2 years.
Right.
Because that was nonsense, man. I mean, we were talking about this is our fifth season. It was so nice because we started this at the height of the Manning era. And it was like every week. It was such a joy doing a podcast every week that we got to announce a win and how many yards and how many records Manning broke.
Got lucky, man.
Yeah, it was great. And then we went through some hard times. So I'm looking for some better times now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be like, I don't know. I don't want to be the Browns and have like 60 years of bad times.
Yeah.
I'm okay with like 2 or 3, but it's time that we start at least heading in the right direction.
It's a tough life.
It's a tough life, man. You didn't really say like, how do you feel about Flacco to this point?
I figured he'd be better.
You thought he'd be better than he was?
No. I thought he would be about where he is.
Okay. You thought he would be an improvement from what we had.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Gotcha.
But I don't know. I think it's an easy sell to say, oh, he's old and he's not going to be helpful. Well, you know, lots of people, I mean, the whole Colts organization gave up on Peyton. So, BFD. I don't care about that 2015 year.
Right, and there's a lot of quarterbacks that are older than him.
Right, well, and I think phenomenal. About the 2014 year, the year that we started, where they put up Star Wars numbers.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't care about 15 because 14 covers that for me.
Right. For sure.
I don't necessarily buy that 1 year difference was the reason why he had such a mediocre year, that 2015. But... Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm not him, and neither is are any of the pundits. So,
yeah.
I mean, sure. You go back and you ask Peyton, hey, could you have done one more year? Possible injury or not, I think he would have said yes.
Right.
But it's easy to do the John Elway thing where you ride off into the sunset.
Yeah, he had nothing left to prove.
Right.
I think Flacco has a lot more years in him, man. I don't know, maybe not a lot, but definitely at least a couple more.
He's a different ball of wax, man.
He looked good, dude. He was moving.
Yeah.
He was very active. He only had one rushing yard, but I mean,
he sat in the pocket the way that I thought he would.
Right?
Which was far better than any of the quarterbacks we've had since Peyton.
Yeah. And he's so tall.
He is, yeah.
Can't get over how tall he is. It's great.
And at the very least, he doesn't look like he gives a shit, which I'm happy about.
Right. He could read a play. He could read what's going on.
Right.
He's quick enough. He's faster than Manning was on his feet. That's right. For damn sure.
Right.
Maybe he can't read the play as well as Manning did, but I think he's up there. He's got enough years of experience. He's had some lights out years as a quarterback.
Right.
And so if we even get a glimpse of that, I'll be happy. And I think we have the talent around him that we could see some good production. So.
Right.
I just wondered. I don't know. I felt like you were dodging.
No,
because
no.
You were so hard.
He's not my concern.
The rush.
he's not my concern.
Yeah.
It's the leadership that, like, not just coaching leadership, but also, like, player leadership. Like,
right.
You know, I think even now at this point, it would be fantastic to do a players-only meeting. Because who the hell's in charge of this team?
Right. Yeah, I definitely don't think Flacco stepped into that role.
Right. That's so not to me, that's not his persona.
Right.
I could be totally wrong, but
I see, like, Sanders and Miller definitely.
Definitely Miller. Like the, yeah. And even Lindsey, for that matter.
For sure. Lindsey's a great guy. I don't think he's got quite the years, but
he's got the chutzpah. That's all I care about.
He's got the chutzpah. It's your man. I remember last year for sure, he was like, he would get on people. He chewed some ass a couple
right.
times.
Right. Yes, yes.
So
what I want to see more of.
Yeah, definitely. All right, well, let's start wrap this up. Thank you guys so much for listening. This has been another edition of the Crush Report. Like always, go on iTunes, Google Play Music, wherever you're listening to this podcast. Rate it, review it, send us a comment on there. We are definitely being more active on Twitter. We'd love to hear from you guys. I'm going to post some questions before our next show to definitely get some reactions and interactions with you guys. The Broncos Nation. The best way to reach us, if you have a question or you just want to reach out and say hi, is at Crush Report on Twitter, or myself at Sean H. Porter, or Eric at
Eric D. Munoz.
Check out the website. We might do something with YouTube again. Who knows? We'll see. But our main focus is doing this podcast again every week, and we're excited for it. And come on, Broncos. Let's go. Let's go, Broncos.
Go, Broncos. On the
each other for so long.